There's been quite some outrage after the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development, KPWKM, posted a series of misogynistic advice for women on how to create a calm and loving home environment, revolving around house chores, wearing makeup at home and speaking like a fictional cartoon character. In fact, netizens took so badly to the so-called advice that the KPWKM were forced to take down the postings. An apparent non-apologetic apology, but that's not all, folks. The KPWKM also then released what the world calls a non-apologetic apology, where it seems that they don't know, or don't care, as to what's wrong with their advice. https://www.facebook.com/kpwkm/posts/101567323704719090 They wrote, "We are aware of the responses of many parties to some tips for women that was being promoted during the period under the Movement Control Order, MCO, through posters that have been posted on our social media. The approach used is to share methods and practices to maintain positive relationships within the family and during the working from home phase. We share daily tips and positive messages on social media with the #WeNeedIsGotCOVID19 campaign, covering a variety of themes with the aim of sharing information with women. We apologize if some of the tips shared were inappropriate and touched the sensitivity of certain groups and will be more cautious in the future." The ministry's advice was degrading women. What they failed to realize is that their advice was degrading and literally did nothing to empower women, especially during a time where domestic violence cases are skyrocketing, and netizens agree. The advice was meant to promote non-domestic violence at home. Yes, you read that right, and it got Malaysians fuming. KPWKM failed to realize the potential consequences of their campaign, as their advice not only reduced women back to the Middle Ages where only women did chores, but also deduced men to have the attention span and behavior of a child. But the worst part is that bad men may use this as an excuse to further abuse their wives and loved ones. Women may think that they deserve it because their behavior was not aligned with KPWKM's bad advice, as showcased by artist Marianne Tan's art space. https://www.facebook.com/60450542972082/posts/3061921767185428/ She wrote, "Given the increased risks of domestic violence during the MCO, the ministry should be doing more domestic violence prevention public service announcements. It was reported that since the MCO, the ministry's Talian Casa hotline has seen a 57% increase in calls from women in distress. Maybe the KPWKM should learn a thing or two out of NGO, Women's Aid Organizations, WOW, book on how to empower women, because they certainly have got it right." https://www.facebook.com/women's.aid.org/photos/a.22749222066540528656602350466/3 If the KPWKM continues to produce such degrading messages about women and fails to see the consequences of their actions, they may potentially catapult Malaysian women back to the ages where we were considered property and years of feminist battles will go to waste. We've come too far for you to drag us down, KPWKM. Also read, Harvey Weinstein and #MeToo, from Hollywood mogul to 23 years in jail for sexual misconduct and rape. You have reached the end of this story.